This is just another game. It just happens to be played at a neutral venue called Wembley. And of course it's a special occasion. Of course, you know, playing in the first SSE Women's FA Cup here is a day for everybody to remember, we hope. But preparation won't change. It'll be exactly the same as it is week in, week out. And that's the important part. Routine must remain the same.
Does it help that you've got players like a Katie Chapman who's kind of been there and done it and very much got the T-shirt?
Absolutely. She's got more than the T-shirt. She's got a small trophy haul at home. But I'm sure she'll be first to tell you, winning for Chelsea will be as special as it will for any of the other of those previous wins. And she's incredibly helpful in the dressing room with younger players and less experienced players. But we also have a lot of FA Cup winners in there. There's Gemma Davis, Niamh Fahey, Gilly Flaherty. We do have, you know, winners in there that are used to the big stage. And all of them collectively, I think, have to share that responsibility with other players this week.
This isn't a bit of silverware that Chelsea ladies have won. It is a bit of silverware that Chelsea men's team has won. Have they been giving you messages of support or talking to you about what it takes to win an FA Cup?
Yeah, absolutely. Had a conversation with Eddie Newton and Paulo Ferreira this week on the training ground about, you know, their experiences, and throughout the club they've been wishing us well and making sure our preparation is top class all week. And I couldn't ask for, you know, better support than I currently receive at the club. You know, women's football is an integral part of what we do at Chelsea now, and I think that the club deserve a lot of credit for what they've done with that.
You say this is just another game. It just happens to be the FA Cup in a huge stadium at Wembley. But does it help that you've got players in your team who have just come back from playing under huge pressure in front of big crowds?
Yeah, I think it will be for both teams. You know, let's not forget, you know, the competition's involved. So it will be a closely contested game between two top teams. But for our players, I think the fact that we're playing in London, we're at home. I hope there's a significant home base here in Wembley come Saturday. And I think that will help the players a lot. And of course, the experienced players will, you know, have a big impact and a big part to play. But who knows? This is cup final. It's the day of dreams, and it's the day of somebody else to step up. You think about the history of the FA Cup, it's not always the obvious candidate. So, you know, come Saturday night, someone's going to put their name in folklore, and hopefully it's one of the blue players.
Well, you may have answered my next question then. I was going to ask if you go into this kind of as favourites. Do you think you do?
I think based on the fact that we have had a tougher road to get to the final. You know, we've beaten Arsenal and beaten Manchester City, and arguably Notts County's road has been a lot easier than ours. So on that basis, yes. But it's not something we're uncomfortable with. The reality is it doesn't matter, you know, who favours one team or the other. The reality is when you cross the white line, both sets of players will do everything they can to win. And I think our players on this pitch playing quite, you know, attractive football, you know, my players are going to love this surface. So I think that in itself will bring joy to their faces, let alone the fact that everybody in here expects us to win. We expect that of ourselves. So we don't really think about the pressure from elsewhere, to be honest.
And if you are lifting an FA Cup on Saturday evening, is that going to be the first of many bits of silverware for Chelsea? Perhaps the WSL One trophy this season as well?
And that's the goal. But I think the days of teams winning trebles and quadruples are a thing of the past. I think if a team does that, they're going to have to be exceptional, because, you know, Arsenal ladies dominated for years because there was no real opposition. Now you can play any team in this league and get turned over, as we've known all too well in the past couple of weeks. But, you know, there is a lot of resolve in the dressing room. I've got a great bunch of fantastic people, and I'd love nothing more for them to enjoy a special day along with my staff, who have put in a huge effort to get us to this point.